We're up to the Gemara Daf Nun Omed Aleph. So we just learned the Gemara that refers us back to the Mishnah, and that is there was a confusion in the Mishnah. It's not clear in the Mishnah until the Gemara confirmed for us that is there or isn't there a difference in the Nusach of the Zimun depending on how many people you have there. And if you remember, it was very unclear in the Mishnah. Why was it unclear? Because on the one hand, the Mishnah said, whether there are 10 or 100 or 1,000, it's all the same. And then the very next line, the Mishnah continued and said, if it's 10, you say the following. And if it's 100, you say something else. So what's going on? Is it the same or is it not the same? So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, there's a machlokes. Those two lines of the Mishnah are actually authored by two Tanoim. The opinion of Rabbi Akiva is that it always remains the same Nusach. If you remember, he compared it to a shul. In a shul, you say, Baruch Hu Hashem Amavoyroch, and you don't change the Nusach. Whether there's 10 people there or 1,000 people there, makes no difference. Says Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, no, it's not compared to a shul. And it's true that in a Beis HaKnesses, the Nusach is always standardized, irrespective of how many people there are there, but benching is not the same. If you remember, we saw a Tosfos at the bottom of Daf Mem Tes on the base, who explained that, yes, it's true, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili definitely agrees that in shul, you don't change the Nusach. That's true. You don't change the Nusach. So why does he make that differentiation between shul and benching? So Tosfos says the reason is because in shul, people are coming and going, and the Shliach Tzibur cannot always be aware of how many people are in the shul. So therefore, they were koveya, a standardized Nusach. Masha'inke, when you're benching around the table, you could see how many people there are there. Be that as it may, so we have a machloikas Tanoim. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili on the one hand says that the Nusach is variable, and he learned that from the words B'makelois Baruch Hu Elohim Hashem Mekor Yisrael, B'makelois meaning with communities, which he understood meant depending on the size of your community, that's how you will bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Akiva disagreed. And Rabbi Akiva said, no, the Nusach is standardized, and whatever amount of people you have, it makes no difference. You always say the same Nusach. So now let's get back into the Gemara on Daf Nun Omed Aleph. Go back to the third wide line. Echod Asoro ve'echod Asoro Ribui. Says the Gemara, Ha'gufa Kasha, this is the Gemara we saw yesterday. This is inherently difficult. Why? Because Omrad, you said on the one hand, Echod Asoro, ve'echod Asoro Ribui. On the one hand, you tell me that it's all the same, whether there's 10 people there or 100,000, Alma. So you see from over there, Ki Hadodi Ninhu. Ki Hadodi means they are equal side by side, they are all the same. The Hodark Tony. And then you go and tell me the exact opposite. And you said, B'meya, I'm a this, and B'elef, I'm a that, and B'ribui, I'm a something else. So what's going on? Is it the same Nusach, or is it not the same Nusach? What's going on? Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yosef, says Rabbi Yosef, Loi Kasha, oh Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, oh Rabbi Akiva. There's no steer in the Mishnah, it's just authored by two different Tanoim. The Tanan, because we've learned the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, Yoimer, Lefi, Roiv, Hakol, Heim, Mavorchim. The Brocha would vary and depend on how many people you have in the call. And he learned it from Pasuk Shanema, but Makelo is Baruch Hu Elohim. So one line is Rabbi Akiva, and one line is Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. There is no Indian to try and be Miyashiv the stira to resolve it, because in fact it's authored by two different tanoim. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Akiva, ma motzinu b'beis haknesses, just like we found in a shul. Remember, this was his big proof. When it comes to a shul, the nusach is standardized, it does not vary. So surely we can equate that to benching. Says the Gemara, v'Rabbi Akiva, haikra, the Rabbi Yosi Haglili, the pasuk that Rabbi Yosi Haglili brought, i.e. b'makelois, my Ovid lay, question mark. All very nice that you're bringing me a proof, at least a precedent, from the fact that in shul there's a standard nusach. Very nice. But Rabbi Yosi Haglili backed up his position with a pasuk. B'makelois baruchu es Hashem, baruchu Elokim. You are supposed to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'makelois according to the size of the community. So how does Rabbi Akiva learn that pasuk? What does he understand from that pasuk? Says the Gemara, very, very interesting. Miboyalei, he requires this pasuk to teach us something else completely different, unrelated. Lechadatanya, as we've learned in the Braisa, Hoyo Reb Meir Oimer, it's a Gemara in Ksubas. Reb Meir said, Minayin Sheafilu Ubrin, even the fetus, Shebemeyai Imon Omru Shiro Alayom. Not only did Klal Yisrael themselves sing Shira, even the unborn child also in the womb of his mother also sang Shira. Where did you learn that from? Shenemar, b'makelois baruchu Elohim. How does the pasuk continue? Hashem, mimakor Yisrael. What does it mean, mimakor? From the source. The source meaning the rechem, the womb. So we learn from this pasuk a completely different notion, nothing to do with the size of the kehilos and the nusach varying. No, nothing to do with that. Rather, it's all about the ubar b'meyai imoy sang shira mimakor Yisrael. Says the Gemara, v'iduch. So what about Rabbi Yosi Haglili? If you're telling me that this pasuk, sorry?
Yeah, okay, sorry.
So if you're telling me that this pasuk teaches me that the ubar, the unborn child, sang shiro, and that's what Rabbi Akiva learns from this pasuk, so surely Rabbi Yosi Haglili is going to learn the same. So how does he now know the other halacha, which is that the nusach varies depending on the size of the kehilah? What, does he learn two things from the same pasuk? That can't be. Says the Gemara, yes, you can be. Why? Mimakor, quote unquote, nafka. He learns it from that word, mimakor, meaning there are two halves of the pasuk. And if there's two halves of the pasuk, Rabbi Yosi Haglili says, I have every right to learn two separate halachas. From the first half, when it says, b'makelois, from communities, Baruch Hu Elohim. So he understood that what? That means, depending on the size of the community. When you get to the second half of the pasuk where it says, Mimakor Yisrael, from the source, there he learned the other halacha, that even the source, the rechem, there the children were singing from there. So there's two halves of the psukim, two halachas available, and no problem at all. Omar Rava, and I think we all know this, halacha, however, Rabbi Akiva. So I think we all know this. That we do not change the nusach, even though that is the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Haglili, but we do not paskin at Rabbi Yosi Haglili, and we accept Rabbi Akiva's position, i.e., that we compare benching to davening. And just like in davening, there's one nusach and it never changes, irrespective of how many people are there, so too, benching is the same. Whether it's 10 people or 1 million people, it's all the standardized nusach. Now, have a look immediately in Rashi. Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. Does Rashi halacha k'Rabbi Akiva bebirkas hamazon ve'echod asara ve'echod asara ribui? Whether it's 10 or 100,000, it makes no difference. The nusach is always the same. Now have a look at Tosfos. Have a look at Tosfos. It is the third Tosfos on the Amud. There's Tosfos. Omar Rav, Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel, the Hachi Kaimelon. Yes. This is what we pass in the halacha, the hilkoch, and therefore in the final analysis, bein ba'asara, bein b'meya, bein b'ribui, whether it's 10 or it's 100 or 10,000, makes no difference. Omer, you always say, quote unquote, nevorech Elokeinu al hamozoin she'ochalnu. Avol begimel, when you have three, then there is one slight alteration. Lo yazkir al hamozin. Why not? This we said yesterday. Kada omalel. Remember, we said that really it's disrespectful because if you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food, then it sounds like you're only thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food. So maybe, in fact, you're not thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. You're thanking the Barabbas. Whereas when you have 10 people there, that's different because you said clearly Nevorech Elokeinu, therefore there's no room for mistake. You're definitely thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You've made mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, says Tosfos, even though we hold like the Bekiva, that with regard to Nevorech Elokeinu, that Nusach remains static. But with regard to Al HaMozoin, that's variable. For three, you do not say Al HaMozoin. For 10, you do. The Gamba Asora, and even with 10 people, says Tosfos, I'll tell you the truth. Im Einoi Roitze Lahaz Kiralamozoin Harashus Biyodoi. Very strange. If you don't want to say Alamozoin, then you have your permission to do so. Va'oimer Ubetuvoi Chayinu. Now, I think we all know. Let's have a look in Shulchan Aruch very briefly. In Simon Kuf Sadi Base 192. Have a look in the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Sadi Base, the very first seat, 192. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hoyu Hamasubin Gimel, if there were three people eating together, Chayovin bezimun, that they are obligated to do zimun, she'oimer echod mehem, such that one of them will say, nevorech she'ochalnu mishaloi, veheim oinim, and they respond, v'oimrim, baruch she'ochalnu mishaloi tvoi chayinu, v'hu choizen, and he comes back once again, v'oim baruch she'ochalnu mishaloi tvoi chayinu, and then, baruch ato Hashem, v'lekeinu melech oilam, hazon esa oilam, etc., etc. V'im heim dalud, if there are four of them, remember we saw a discussion. Yochel loimar baruchu she'ochalnu mishaloi, aval yoiser toiv. Remember, it's better, and this is what we do, that you keep the nusach standardized. Nevorech, why? Shaloi lahoitzi atzmoi min haklal. if you say Baruch Hu, then you are addressing the three and you're telling them, you, Ben Shakarish Baruch Hu. Better still to say, Nevorech, we will bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. Now, this is what's negated to us. This is the sugya we just now did. Ve'im Masora. If there are 10 people, Sorech lahazkir es Hashem. Sho'imer. Then you have to say, Nevorech Elokeinu. Ve'hein oinim. And they respond again, Va'oimrim, Boruch, Eloikeinu, Ve'ein Loima Nevorech, Leiloikeinu. You don't say Nevorech, Leiloikeinu, this we saw in Tosfos, rather you say Nevorech, Eloikeinu. Belamed. Now, Ubein Sheyu Asoro, whether there are 10 people there, Oimeo, Oy Elef, Oy Ribui, Kach, Heim, Mavarchim. So who have we Paskin like? Clearly like Rav Akiva, but the Nusach always remains the same, makes no difference whether it's 10,000, or a million. The Kol Hamashane Mizeh HaNusach. And anybody who changes the text in any which way, Kagoin Shoimar Navarech Al Hamozoin Shochal, you're not supposed to say that. Oi Shoima Lemi Shochal Misholoi. Oi Shoima Bamokim Butubai Mituvoi. Instead of saying Butuvoi, he says Mituvoi. Oi Bamokim Choyinu Oimer Chayim. In all those cases, Hare Ze Bur. He's considered ignorant, four different cases, and this is a word for word straight out of the Gemara. Now, Ukashima Soro, when they are 10 people, Kivan Shemaz Kirin es Hashem, because you've made clear reference to Hashem's name, Yochoil Loimar, if you want, you can say this, what we just saw in Tosfos, and he said what? Nevorech Elokeinu Al Hamozoin Shochanu Mishaloi. Even though you're not normally supposed to make mention of mozoin, why not? Because we said if you thank for the mozoin, it sounds like you're not thanking Hashem. Because surely if you're thanking Hashem, there's much more than mozoin to thank for. So maybe this could be misunderstood that you're thanking the Balabais. But Tosfos just pointed out that where you have 10 people and you are actually making mention of Hashem's name, well then there's no chashash that anybody will think that you are thanking the Balabais, because you've said clearly in the Vorech, Elokeinu. So I don't think I've anybody ever seen that. It's not printed. I don't know. Is it printed in the bench or such a nusach even? Al HaMozin? I don't think so. I've never heard anybody do that. And Mamela, the nusach therefore absolutely remains standardized. Whether it's 10 people, whether it's 1,000 people, we do not say Al HaMozin. The only difference between 3 and 10 is this Nevorech Elokeinu. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch has paskened. Now, let's just learn one more Sif and Shulchan Aruch, and this will actually see the Mishnah Berurah. We're not going to learn Mishnah Berurah and Sif Aleph. Everybody can see it for themselves. It's pretty much the same as everything we've learned in the Gemara. But this is a very important halacha in Sif Beis. Im to'o hamazamin. What happened if the person leading the zimun, and you sometimes see this, he made a mistake and he didn't realize there were 10 people there. Or he did realize and he didn't know that the halacha is that the nusach changes. So im to'o hamazamin ba'asoro. The ho'oinim as well, the loy is kiru Elokeinu. What happens if they didn't say Elokeinu? Ein yecholim lachzer. They don't go back. Finished. Whatever's been said has been said. And you'll have to just suffice with Zimun without Elokeinu. Avol. Im adayin lo yonu acharav, but if they haven't yet responded to him, so they haven't yet finished. Yachzor v'yezamein b'shem. Well, then he should go and repeat Zimun again b'shem. So he said, Raboisai nevarech. And they said, Varosh shechal mishaloi. And then he said, Baruch she'ochalnu mishaloi ubetuvay chayinu, and he did not say Elohikeinu. And then suddenly he realized, hey, 1 second. You should have said Elohikeinu. So if they have already responded and they said, Nevarech she'ochalnu mishaloi tuvay chayinu, well, then it's game over. It's too late. But if they have not responded, then Zimun has not yet taken place. So the fact that you said Nevarech she'ochal mishaloi, it's not game over. You can then correct, and you should correct yourself and say Nevarech Elokeinu she'ochal mishaloi. Have a look at the Mishnah Berurah, the last Mishnah, where second last Siptach Miyud.
If the Mezamin does not say Elokeinu, can those sitting at the table respond with Elokeinu?
Oh, we're going to see. Let's have a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Einom yecholim lachzor. They cannot go back. That's in a case where all was finished. Tebedi eved yatsu bezimun beloy shame. Bedi eved your yotzei zimun, even if you do not say the shame Hashem. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, ve'im yochol hamezamin lachzor achar kach v'loimar baruch Elokeinu. Does the mezamin now have to, can he now repeat baruch Elokeinu? Oy, shetzorech loimar gam kein b'loy shem. What does this mean? After you've said Raboisai, what does the Mezamin, what was he supposed to have said? He was supposed to have said Nevarech Elokeinu she'ochalnu mishaloi. Number one. Then all those round the table respond and they say Baruch Elokeinu she'ochalnu mishaloi tvoichayinu. And then the Mezamein repeats that sentence after him. So every Zimun really has three stages, besides for the Raboisai Nevarech aspect. Again, Baruch Elokeinu Shochal Mishaloi. They say Baruch Elokeinu Shochal Mishaloi Tvoy Chayinu, and then he repeats after them. So now, we just had three stages, Mezamein, the Mesubin, the Mezamein. If the Mezamein forgot to say Elokeinu, he said, Nevora Shochal Mishaloi. And then the responders also didn't realize, and they said back, Nevorech Shochal Mishaloi Tvoichayinu. And now the mistake was realized. Should the Mezamein now in the final line, should he now say, Baruch Elokeinu Shochal Mishaloi? He definitely does not go back to all the way to Nevorech Elokeinu, because what's been said has been said. But at least what has not yet been said, maybe that should be correct. It says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'im yochel hamezamein lachzer achar kach." After he has made the first mistake, then the people around the table made the second mistake. Should he now, in part three, can he should go back v'loima baruch Elokeinu, or perhaps not? Maybe should tzarech loima gam kein b'loy shame. Maybe he should once again say it without the name of Hashem. Why? Me'achar, since Sheho'oinin Omru Mitchilo B'loy Shem. If the responders, basically, he is now responding to the responders. So for once they followed his lead, maybe he's now got to follow theirs. Or perhaps not. Yesh Deyois Bein Ho'achreinim. There are opinions, machlokes. Ayin b'shari tshuva, have a look at the shari tshuva, big shaila. But, ulakula alma, but everybody agrees that im heim omru b'shem, if they did respond to him, he said without the shame. So the Shulchan Aruch said that really he can correct himself because nobody has responded to him yet. And if nobody has responded to him yet, Zimun has not yet taken place. But if for some reason they did not let him have another chance, so they can say, if they now said the shame, Yochel gamhu lachzer v'lomech baruch elokeinu. Even though af denavorech, even though when he did stage one, amar b'loy shem. So when he initially launched the zimun, he did not say the shem Hashem. All he said was nevorech she'ochal mishaloi. What should have happened next? What should have happened next is that the responders should have said, "Excuse me, you made a mistake. Fix it up, please." And go back and say, Nevorech Elokeinu. But for whatever reason, they didn't know this Sif in Shulchan Aruch. They don't come to our morning shir. They didn't know you're supposed to correct the Mezamin. So what did they do? They responded and they said, Nevorech, and they did say the word Elokeinu. So now in part three, when the Mezamin is, as it were, responding to the responders, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's no machloikas in that case. Everybody would agree that the mezamein should say Eleikeinu. The only case there was a machloikas was when both the mezamein and the responders, when they all missed out the name of Hashem, now when the mezamein is doing part three, should he say Eleikeinu? Because after all, nobody has yet said Eleikeinu. That's when there's a machloikas. But in the case where they responded to him and said Eleikeinu, yes, you can say Eleikeinu as well. So Rabbi said, this is very, very important. Aloch Lamaisa. If ever, I've definitely been in situations, and I'm sure we all have, you've got a big table, a big, I don't know, a Purim party, or whatever it may be, a Sheva Brachas, and the Mezamein forgot to say Eleikeinu. So Lechatchila, what you're supposed to do is politely correct him and say, you're supposed to say Nevorech Eleikeinu. Before anybody responds. But if they did respond, so if they responded like him and they missed out Eleikeinu, then we get to a big machloikas, what should the Mezamein say at the end? But if they responded and they did say Eleikeinu, then everybody agrees that the Mezamein should respond back and say Eleikeinu. Says the last...
How do we resolve this machloikas?
I don't know. Mishbura brings two opinions, does not resolve it. I'm just looking over here. I don't know. There really are two opinions. I don't know. Best is therefore not to make a mistake. Says the final Mishbura, Sifkaten Yud Aleph, Yachzer V'Yazamein B'Shem. If he realizes his mistake, so he should correct it. Why? The kiven shaloi onu adayin. Because they have not yet responded to him. Loi niskayim mitzvah zimun. Zimun has not yet considered to have taken place. Vahava kelechatchila. It's as if you're beginning all over again. It's true, b'dieved elokeinu is not critical. But as long as the people haven't yet responded, you're not even considered b'yevet. This is all called lechatchil. Okay, back into the Gemara. Says the Gemara, first word on the line. Ravina v'Rav Chomer Bar Buzi. Iklu lebei reish galusa. They came to the house of the Reish Galusa. Who? Ravina and Rav Chomer. Kom Rav Chomer. Rav Chomer, who was one of the guests, stood up. The Komahadir Abeimea. he was looking to assemble 100 people. Now, why was he doing that? There's no necessity. Why is there no necessity? Because we've already established Hochi Oma Rava Halacha Kereb Akiva. So if we would have passed an Rabbi Yosi Aglili, so obviously they had 10 people there. But he wanted to change the Nusach to have the upgraded version of what you do when you have 100 people. But that's only true according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So they said to him, I'm sorry, there's absolutely no purpose. Ravina said to Ravina, who was one guest, said to Rav Chama, who is his fellow guest, that there's no need to do so because we pass like Rabbi Akiva. So whether or not you have 100 people here or 50 people here or 10 people here, it makes no difference. The Nusach will always be the same. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Ki achlinon rifta bei reish kalusa. He said, I remember when we ate bread in the house of the Reish Kalusa, mevarchinon gimel gimel. Now, what's going on over here? So Rashi explains that we're talking about, they all went to the Reish Kalusa, there were a lot of people there. There were a lot of people there. There weren't just three. There were many, many, many people there. What they did was, however, they split themselves up into threes. Look at Rashi. Mevarachinon tlosa tlosa. Reish galusa marich besu'udasei. He took a very long time for his su'uda, which means when they had finished their meal and they were ready to bench, the Reish Kalusa was not yet ready to bench. So, va'anan, and we, this is what Rava said, describing what used to happen there, kol gimel v'gimel, every group of three, shegomru su'udasam, that would finish their su'uda, mezamnin, we used to make a small little quiet private zimun, Bekoil nomuch, in a low voice, the yoshvin achar habrocha. Then we used to sit after the brocha ad shegomar reish kalusa. Then we used to sit and wait patiently until the reish kalusa made his zimun, the yezamnu hu, and then he made his zimun, v'hayoshvin etzloi, together with those sitting with him, Bakoil Ram. Now, this is a bit strange. If you would tell me that they were in a rush to go and they couldn't be bothered waiting for the Reish Kalusa, so I understand they made their own private Zimun and off they went. But it doesn't say that. It says they made their private Zimun, but they waited for the Reish Kalusa anyway. So if they waited for the Reish Kalusa, doesn't that beg the obvious question? So what was the purpose of making your own private Zimun in the first place? You're anyway waiting around, says Rashi. Well, come on, Porich. Yes, good question. The Gemara is going to ask that. Well, come on, Porich. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask, V'neifku, why can't they just be Yotzei b'brocha the Reish Kalusa? Let them be Yotzei with the brocha of the Reish Kalusa. They're anyway not leaving early. For some reason, they're making their own private Zimun, and then they're waiting for the Reish Kalusa Zimun. Well, if they're waiting for the Reish Kalusa Zimun, so therefore, why do you have to make your own? They could just be Yotze with that one. Says the Rashi, yes, obvious question, good question. The Gemara is going to ask it coming up. Okay, so we're going to hold it over here, and Ben Hashem will continue tomorrow, all being well.
Okay, good call.
Have a great day.
Yeah.